Big shout out to our amazing sponsors, Outlaw Distillery. Looking for exceptional spirits to elevate your taste buds? Well, look no further than Outlaw Distillery. With their extraordinary spice rum and honey bourbon gracing the shelves of liquor stores, your drinking experience is about to reach new heights. And here's the best part. Outlaw Distillery is opening its doors to all you adventurous souls. Join the tour and step inside the lair where the magic happens. From the art of distillation to the secrets behind their mouth-watering recipes, this is a chance to witness craftsmanship at its finest. Here's a little something extra for our family. Outlaw Distillery is offering an incredible 40% discount on all tours. Just use the code FAMILY when booking your visit to the Spirited Haven. It's an experience you will not want to miss. Not only does Outlaw Distillery excel in crafting top-notch spirits, but they also believe in giving back to their community. So, if you're ready to taste the adventure and embrace the allure of finely crafted spirits, head to your nearest liquor store and grab a bottle of Outlaw Distillery. And remember, the best is yet to come when you step inside Outlaw Distillery with the exclusive Framily discount. Cheers to thrilling libations and unforgettable memories. See you at Outlaw. Shout out to our sponsors, King's Peak Coffee Roasters. At King's Peak, they take coffee seriously. Their beans are sourced with utmost care from sustainable farms worldwide, ensuring that each sip is a celebration of exquisite flavors. From captivating blends to captivating single origin roasts, their coffee selection promises to tantalize your taste buds and elevate your coffee game to new heights. King's Peak staff embodies the spirit of hospitality and passion for coffee. With smiles that brighten your day, they're always ready to guide you on an unforgettable coffee journey. From bean selection to brewing techniques, their knowledgeable baristas will happily share their expertise to help you find your perfect cup. King's Peak is committed to making a positive impact on the entire coffee supply chain. With every purchase, you're supporting farmers and artisans, enabling sustainable practices and empowering communities around the globe. Together, we're nurturing a brighter, more inclusive future for everyone involved. Whether you're a coffee aficionado or a curious newcomer, King's Peak is your welcoming sanctuary. Explore their wide array of coffees, accessories, and gifts, and let King's Peak help you find the perfect fit for your unique taste. They're not just a coffee shop, but a community that embraces the joy of coffee and human connection. Join us at King's Peak Coffee Roasters, where coffee dreams come true. You're listening to The Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. My family, I am here in Helper, Utah, with one of my dear friends, Mr. Jaron Anderson. Jaron, good morning.
Hello.
And we are in your spot. Last time we were here, this didn't exist. Well, the inside didn't exist. It was way different last time I was here. Way different.
Yeah, there was no heat. It was cold and not finished.
It had a stabby vibe when you walked in. You know? I feel like I was going to get shanked.
Yeah, it was kind of gray and run, you know, not very visually appealing, that's for sure.
But me and Clint Jones, I remember we sat there and we just talked to your vision, and now seeing your vision come to fruition, I mean, it's not probably exactly how you explained it, but it's pretty close, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to be exactly what you think it's going to be, but I think we got pretty close. And I'm really happy with the way things turned out.
I mean, I'm digging it, brother. I walked in here, I just smile. You got lots of green plants everywhere. You have church pews to sit on. I love it.
Yes.
The floors are great. I was noticing your trench drains. A little envious of those.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking, you know, the malt, the vibe. Amy, your staff have been nothing but just friendly. And then you have an awesome bar. Was that 16 handles, 18 handles?
16, yeah.
16? Do you have one dedicated nitro by chance?
I do, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And how many beers are you holding on right now?
Right now we've got 10 or 11. I've got a couple in fermentation right now that'll be popping back up. The Helper beer, which is kind of what I want our flagship to be. It's a light American lager.
Nice.
Kind of an homage to Coors Banquet. And then we've got a check pills coming up, and yeah.
You got a lot of things onward, going. Are you going to be able to keep 16 taps?
Yeah, I think so. A couple of them will be like, right now I've got two ciders on from Mountain West Cider. Got their prickly pear and the dry hop.
Which dry hop by chance? Do you know?
Oh.
I know he does like Centennial and Mosaic or Centennial and Citra.
I think it's that one. It's that one, yeah. Mm.
Delicious, by the way.
It is good. And then I wouldn't mind doing a guest tap every now and then for somebody, so it shouldn't be too hard to.
Nah, you have taps. You're well known and well respected in the industry. I'm pretty sure if you asked for some beer, you could get some here.
Yeah.
But how's brewing been going? How long has this been open? Helper Beer officially open.
Well, we opened the doors to the public on April 8th as kind of a soft open, and then we had more of a grand open celebration a month later on May 6th. So we got our brewing license on March 31st or March 30th, I believe, and then I was brewing the next day.
Yeah. I remember that text you sent. Brewing. I'm on it. Let's fire it up. Let's go. How's your new rig? How's the setup doing?
Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. How big's the barrel batches you're doing again?
10 barrels. I can, like, when I brewed the IPA that we have, I was trying to go bigger and get as much wort in that kettle as possible. I squeezed, like, about 15 barrels, it's like 14 barrels in there, which is
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And I don't think I knocked that much out, but.
But then how the IPA, is that your first attempt at an IPA here?
Yeah.
How'd it turn out? How did the helper like IPAs? Do they like IPAs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, good. I think everybody likes an IPA, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for sure, like the old timers around here are, you know, probably just Bud Light drinkers, or maybe not anymore, but now they're helper beer drinkers, you know?
Yeah, I like this.
Got a lot of people really liking that. They're liking the Schloss Tor, which is German style Pilsner. A lot of people really like Weiss beer, you know? And then we've got this fruited tart beer that's made with feijoa fruit, which is the fruit that originally came from Brazil. A lot of it's grown in New Zealand now, and it's just got a real nice texture to it, and then just layers of flavor, you know? Like, it's like, there's like like a little bit of guava in there, but it's like maybe some pineapple, maybe some banana, you know? So it's
all over the place.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And the tart beer is doing well?
Yeah, it's an unexpected hit, you know? People are loving it. So we're going to beef up the ABV on that and put it into a can, so.
Yes. How's, since you started doing cans, how are cans doing?
Well, we've just got the one so far, but now that we have a bunch of labels on the way, we'll start ramping that up and pumping them out a little bit
Hell
more.
Yeah, I like this. I like how, I don't know, I just love the vibe. I love how you guys are already, it's before noon and we're already ready to start. You guys are ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
And then that pizza oven, to see it actually inside and working is super cool.
Yeah, it's nice, right? I think people like to see the how the sausages packed or whatever that saying is, and so being able to kind of sit there and see the flames, see the pizza coming in and out, it's fun, you know.
How are you guys? One of the busiest spots since you've been open. I have this idea you are.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy. I think it definitely feels like the mood of the town has like shifted a little bit and maybe elevated a little bit. It's like noticeable
in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. And I think, I can't tell you how many people I've had, local people, come up to me and, you know, thank me for. I'm just like, oh, no, thank you. But
yeah,
like this older lady came up to me. I was just walking into work. It was early in the morning. She was just walking by, and she shouted from the street. She's like, thank you so much. I was like, oh, right, cool.
Good,
so,
dude.
You know, the response from
that's awesome. The
town has been incredible, so. We've been getting a lot of tourists, you know, that are just kind of traveling through, and they'll somehow find us through the internet or something. And,
yeah.
Or they may have heard about us or something, you know. I've had a lot of people from all over the world already, you know. It's really cool.
That's really cool. Is awesome. well done, Jaren. And like, you built it and they will come kind of thing. And they did, and they are. Yeah. And it's just so cool because you have that open floor vision where I can see you brewing while I'm enjoying my lunch or whatever. That's really cool. I like that. I like how you're not keeping it secret, like, you know, an iron curtain kind of a thing. It's like an open, it's made here. We're in-house. It's all fresh. Yeah. All of it is.
That's the thing. I think people like to feel like they're in a brewery, you know? Or at least some people do.
Because it does have that brewery vibe, but it also has like a nice, clean restaurant vibe.
Yeah.
But this is family-friendly over here. Uh-huh. I mean, you probably get a lot of business with non-drinkers, too.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's kind of why we separated this area, the bar area, from the main dining room.
So is this
area
21 and older?
It is, just because like you can't seat a minor within 10 feet of where the bar. Mm-hmm. So we just figured let's not seat minors here at all. I guess we could seat them over here, but we just wanted it to feel more like a lounge right here, and where you could hang out and with your friends and chat for a couple hours, and then over there it's like you can feel like you could stay over there too, but maybe you're in a hurry or something.
Yeah. And this is I love the bar space. I mean, you have proper glassware. Congratulations on that.
Oh yeah,
baby. I see the fine detail.
You gotta have that.
I'm glad you're not putting it in shaker pints. Good for you.
I'm not a yeah, I mean, I've been there.
Yeah,
I've done that.
Yeah. What's some struggles you guys have had opening up, this past, you've been open for what, 2-3 months? Let's see, you said May or March?
April.
April. Started brewing in March. April, yep. Opened up.
Well, one of the first things is obviously staffing any restaurant is tough, right? Mm. We've had been able to, a lot of people have come out of the woodwork, and got some really great servers, and a couple of them have taken the challenge of kind of cross training and doing some of the chefing duties as well. But
cool.
The chef situation is a little more difficult to find somebody who has some experience or even might want to learn, So that'll, I think, can just maybe always be a thing. Who knows?
Yeah. That's so. One challenge for you. I think, especially COVID fucked that over for everyone, I feel like, in a big way.
Yeah.
And then
nobody wants to work.
No one wants to work for their wage. They just want free money thrown at them.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think, you're going to find the people that are right for you. So they'll come.
Nice. And then during this past 3 months, you congratulations on winning a medal at international medal at in Idaho.
Yeah, we won a medal for hop water.
And what was that called again?
I had a silly name that I took from Zoolander. It's water is the essence of wetness or something like that.
When I heard that, I was laughing so hard. I think we all were laughing so hard because the name was cool, and then you. Yeah, you winning, congrats. And I really respected the fact that Amy went up and grabbed it, because she's a secret weapon, your wife. She's the glue, I think, that's holding this place together.
She is she's awesome. I could not do this without her. And if she learns how to make beer, I will be completely useless.
Well, we can just start telling her that, women did it first.
Oh, she's aware of that.
She's a nail's wife. She can just take over.
Yeah. Well, and she wants to, but she's been so busy just running the kitchen and all the other duties that go along with the restaurant management. I'll help as much as I can, but there's some stuff that she just does that I can't do.
Right.
and she's an incredible cook. She's developed like, for instance, the dough recipe over years, of doing it at home and stuff. But really, just since we've been doing it on this larger scale, has even improved it since then. And she's just, she's incredible. I don't know. I could sing her praises all day long.
I mean, I'm listening. But I feel like you guys in 20, 30, 40 years, this will be a mom and pa shop, and you guys will be the mom and pa. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's fun. We're We're not old, but it's making me feel old because we've got a bunch of young staff members. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dang, I'm like way older than you.
Yeah. You have any help on the brew deck?
No, not really. I mean, well, no, that's not true, actually. Our partner, Mike Anderson, has been helping out a little bit here and there, like when we canned, but also he was with me the first three brew days, and he's come a couple other times and you know, helped on the brewing side of things. So it was always a dream of his to be involved with a brewery, maybe to start a brewery. And so, you know, look, I gave him the opportunity, and he jumped at it, and he's been having a great time, you know. So
good. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
How have your travels been back to Salt Lake? Have they been very limited? Have you been making any travels? You've been staying pretty much here.
Here and there. I've probably been up there, you know, 7 or 8 times in the past year, maybe 10 times. I don't even know. But
versus every week, that's a huge change.
Yeah, it's actually kind of nice not driving through the canyon all the time. But and you know, I miss it. I miss up there. I miss, you know, hanging out with all my brewer friends and stuff. But I kind of love it down here too. It's quieter. The air's cleaner. And
yeah, I'm still taking you up. I do need to come see the Main Street downtown bash. Oh. Are they still having that down here?
Yeah, there's the biweekly during the summer Helper Vibes, and then there's also the big Helper Arts Fest, which I think is even bigger than the.
When's that?
That is just on. It's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of third week of August.
So. Oh God. That's during, is that during a beer fest? Is that Utah Beer Fest? Uh-oh.
It is.
Oh, shit.
Of
course it is.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. But.
Yeah, I want to come down. And then also, you still ice bathing? Bathing?
Yeah, I mean, in the summertime, I don't really have a way to do it other than take a cold shower. I've been working on the idea of getting a large chest freezer.
And that's really cool.
And using that to,
then you
to
can
like,
close it and keep it cold?
Yeah.
I like this.
And then just put like a temperature controller on it so it doesn't freeze the whole thing into a brick of water.
Could you imagine?
But I just haven't really pursued it fully yet because I'm like, I don't know, busy with other stuff.
Right.
But during the wintertime, I did upgrade from the barrel to a horse trough thing.
Oh, cool. I like
a little
the barrel,
more
because you were cramped in the barrel and it was fun to watch that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I needed to be able to get in and out easier, and also I wanted to get more, be able to submerse all the way, and I couldn't do that in the barrel. I do want to get like a big punch in though, like that's a larger barrel, so I could do it that way, but in the meantime, got this
You got the awesome trough. River you can go jump in.
Oh, yeah. I was in there yesterday. Lost my phone in there yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the river's scary, though, because it's got, like, if you do it in the wintertime, there's a current and stuff, and, like, I don't know. It's just, it's
summertime
scarier.
Only, I think. It's got to be summertime only ice bathing. Because, I mean, if you're doing it, it's cold enough, right? But how cold do you think it is right now in that river?
The river, oh, it's warm. It's,
really?
Yeah, it's no big deal. I was in it all day yesterday. I mean, during the first runoff, I bet you could have gotten a full-on ice bath going, but I wimped out of that one.
I'm just saying, maybe we should make a trough over here where we can connect it to the glycol somehow. That's your temperature control.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just do something like a little outlet come off of it. Oh. Boom, boom.
I like that idea.
Let's do it.
We could do this, yeah.
Yeah, you can either totally do it in-house or you can do it outside.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
I'm thinking this could work.
I'm helping you out. There's your temperature control.
That's brilliant. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, there we go. Because you inspired me to do the ice bath. You really did last time I was
doing it.
Dude, it was probably like a year ago we were here.
Mm. Yeah, I was in like...
It was the end of the winter last year.
Yeah, it was like late February or early March when last year.
It's been a whole year, man. It's gone by fast.
I know.
Wow. But anyway, you inspired me to do the ice bathing. I did it for my first time in January up Provo Canyon.
Oh.
Or no, Provo Canyon, America Fork Canyon in one of the... rivers coming off the reservoir. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
But I did it. And I remember going hungover. And coming out of it, it was so painful. I just had like this huge headache, this like an ice pick just at my brain. But getting out of it, hangover gone.
Oh, yeah.
I felt awesome. It was the best thing ever. And I shouted off, like, and all my friends, or a lot of my friends got into it.
Yeah.
My wife and I started taking cold showers. Like, and I had a bucket or a barrel came from BSG, had honey in it. And so I fabricated it, and we have it at our friend's house. Now we can do it at their house.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. So, yeah.
Love it.
I think everyone should ice bath.
Oh, it's the best.
And meditate. We need to do that.
It's like, I mean, that's it. The ice bath is like a meditation. It's like a two-minute meditation, you know what I mean? And it teaches you to control your body and your mind. And I think the benefits of that are ridiculous. So
I mean, and you're a very calm individual. I mean, you're very kind. You're very somber. So I feel like you doing this just makes sense. You have a very Zen master quality about you, Jaren.
Well, I did used to do a lot of... I was a practicing kung fu guy for a long time. I don't really go to class anymore, but I still practice a lot of the stuff I learned during my time doing that.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You kind of... It becomes a part of you, and you take it with you everywhere you go, you know? And if you don't use it, it leaves you a little bit. And I can tell that some of my skill is evaporated, but whatever.
I just gotta go back to it. It's not gone forever.
Yeah.
But also watching you, you know, inspire me. You and I had the opportunity to judge together in Idaho and recognizing how amazing your palate is. And it's pretty good. I mean, developed after all these years. I think the only thing you and I ever disagreed on was one beer.
Oh, yeah. What was that one?
That was an American brown ale.
Okay.
Remember we had trying to fight for a third place.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We had the table split. But and it's funny because we had great palates at that table. We had amazing palates at that table. And so, but besides that, I mean, sitting there watching you break down beers and like, oh, yeah, like your palate's fucking awesome, dude. So it was an honor to sit there and judge next to you because I think some of my goals as a brewer for myself, personal goals, are to be kind of like Kevin and Dave McKean and Lauren Lurch. I go be the judges at GABF or World Beer Cup. Like, I want to be a part of that. Not just the ones that win the medal. I decide who wins the medals. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah, I would like to also do that. I think it helps tune up your palate. You also maybe have a chance to drink beers that you'll never be able to drink anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, if you're interested in a style that you want to learn more about, then you can kind of request to judge those styles, and maybe they'll give them to you, maybe they won't. But that is definitely on the bucket list as well. Getting onto that panel.
Let's make it happen.
Oh, we'll do it. We'll get there eventually.
I love that. Yeah, I'm down. Let's go. but I love seeing your growth still. Like, you've been in the game for a while. You're still going, man. You're still doing the things. You're still becoming bigger and better and faster. And I feel like that passion hasn't left. And so it's a huge example to me, Jaren. So thanks for being a great example and a friend to me, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're huge in my eyes. And I want to do something like this. It'd be really cool to open for a community that needs it. And that's what you did. You saw a need and you just filled it, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's super rewarding for sure to kind of wake up every day and be like, you know, I'll work 12, 14 hours a day sometimes recently and maybe even longer here and there. But when you're doing it and it's your spot, like the time flies and you don't even think about it. It's not even work anymore. It's just, I don't know, like part of life or something. I don't even look at it as like a job.
Well, you're not working. You're doing your passion. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see it as work. I think once you do see it as work, that's when it starts becoming mundane and repetitive, where people don't want to be part of that anymore. You know, it's just sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. I don't want to work. I want to go play. I want to go make, I want to create. And I think that creative aspect you have in your mind is still there. You're still creating, man. And you're still creating for you. You're creating for the people. And you're having fun doing it. It's okay to have fun.
Oh, that's the goal. If it's not fun, then I'm not there.
Yeah, fuck off. No, but Jaren, I think we should take a quick break because I want to go look at your lagering tanks.
Sure.
I see them. I've been eyeing them this entire time.
Yeah.
And let's get Amy on.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
Hell yeah. All right. We'll be right back, my friends.
All right.
Shout out to our sponsor, Sugar House Distillery. Handcrafted from grain to glass, Sugar House has been grinding for years to bring us products that are quality over quantity. Just to name a few, their single malt whiskey, rye whiskey, which is our weekday jam, their Boilermaker series, which is a rotating collab within our family, and their canned cocktails, which are so damn good and great for any to-go adventures you have this year. Located in most liquor stores across Utah, or just head over to the distillery located on 22nd 12 South, West Temple, Monday through Friday. Tell them we sent you, and they'd love to give you a tour and possible tasting. When you think Sugar House Distillery, think local and made with love. Until the next spirit, my friends. Shout out to our sponsors, Clearwater Distilling. Utah County's only distillery is turning heads and quickly making a name for themselves. From whiskey to vodka, their unique innovation transforms the norm with incredible products like their Rene Armagnac, which is an aged French Armagnac with an American rye whiskey twist. Literally one of our favorite showcasers. Or their Scandalous, which is not like Fireball. It's an actual whiskey with quality cinnamon without any sugary taste. Also, Clearwater teams up to do a monthly cigar pairing where you come and get educated on how to properly smoke a cigar while pairing with Clearwater's lovely spirits. For more information, head to clearwaterdistilling.com, hit them up on all social media platforms, or just message us and we'll get you started on the right path. Open 7 days a week, even on holidays, Clearwater is a must. See you there. Until the next spirits, my friends. All right, family, I now have the boss of Helper Beer, Miss Amy. Amy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you here. It's good to have, be in your spot.
Yeah, it turned out really lovely, huh?
Yeah, because I was telling Jaren, last time I was here, remember you had to bring us glasses that one time?
I know, there was no glassware here.
Yeah, there was no glassware here. There was no heat here. There was, we had a table, and yeah, it was like this stabby dungeon in here. It had raves going on.
And now we have shiny brew house and all our fermenters and our beautiful woodstone oven.
I love it. Yeah. And then I like the tables and chairs you have. I love the bar top and I love the color. What color is this? It's like royal blue-ish.
Deep ocean.
That is what it's called. You're right.
Deep ocean.
It's called deep ocean.
I love it. Is because you helper, you guys on your local have a red, a yellow, orange, and blue, correct? Is there any symbolism behind your colors, the choice of colors?
We just wanted something like that felt clean and fresh.
Classic,
I think,
fresh.
And when we were going through the process of kind of figuring out who we are from a design standpoint, those colors just kind of kept coming back at us, you know. So
yeah, and our designer Christopher Henderson, he worked with us. You know, we picked out certain colors, and then of course, as a designer, he's really excellent at matching up what is gonna flow best with those.
Yeah.
So
I love it. I love the logo. I love the name. I love the pins you guys come out with. The shirts, the hats. I love it all. It's been really fun to watch. Amy, well, how's it been since you guys opened here?
It's been a bit nuts for sure.
Yeah.
But I think we're finally getting into our groove, you know, hitting our stride, figuring out what we're selling every day, make sure we have enough that we don't run out, because that was happening quite a bit in the beginning. Nights where we only had olives and beer to serve.
Yummy.
But yeah, it's been a while since we've run out of pizza dough.
And then I heard the pizza dough recipe is your recipe. Is this true?
Yeah, it's our home recipe that we would always cook, and then of course it needed to be tweaked to perform in our new oven. So.
And is it kicking ass?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite pizzas to make?
I'm trying to think. I think I always have a soft spot for our pineapple jalapeno.
Ooh.
I know some people don't believe in pineapple on pizza, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But this one is delicious. It's a thinly sliced fresh jalapeno, fresh pineapple, and then we finish it with this sweet and spicy sauce we call the Teleski sauce.
Teleski sauce?
Yeah.
Is this a secret recipe? A secret ingredient?
Yeah.
It's a secret ingredient, and the secret gladly share.
It came from our travels with a million years ago. We went to Germany. We were in Berlin, and we were walking down the street, from our hostel that we were staying in, and we found Ron Teleski's Canadian pizza. And, you know, after being in Europe for like a month, we were like, oh man, pizza sounds awesome. So we walked in there, and the pizza was really good from what I remember. But the big thing that stood out was this sauce that they had on. And
just on the side table.
Just on the side, yeah.
Huh. And so it was just maple syrup and sriracha. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so delicious.
That sounds really good on this pizza. That's probably what I'm going to have when you guys are fully open.
For sure.
There you go. I'm so ready. Amy, what's it like to see your community come to your space?
It's overwhelming. So many comments from people saying how this community needed something like this, and they're just so grateful that we came and started this. So I'm blown away all the time by the lovely comments people share with us. So.
Good. Do you have a time for yourself? Do you take time for yourself?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Some Sundays. Because we're not open Sundays as of yet, but we'll be in the short future. So.
Yeah. Are you still ice bathing? We were talking about this earlier. Are you still jumping in the ice bath?
No, there's just no time for anything anymore. Maybe if we got up earlier.
We're going to get the ice freezer, though, remember?
Oh, right.
And the chest freezer. We're working on it.
Were you really doing that with him?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. My God. You guys are slightly insane, but I love it.
It was really fun. It really got us, you know, motivated to start the day.
Good.
Now I just have to get up and go anyway.
I know. Boo, grab that cup of coffee.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I love how you're kind of with Jen, where you guys are just calm and you guys have this beautiful aura about you. And you coming and making this happen, it just makes sense. It's a beautiful place. I walked in, nothing but smiles. It has a great atmosphere. It's got good zen here.
Cool. I'm
glad. Thanks for making this happen. This is really cool. What are some struggles that you have at this place right now?
Well, I think staffing is a little bit hard. Mm. It's a small community, so, you know, there's only so many people here for jobs. So, but the team we have is fantastic. Everyone's been so, like, excited about craft beer and learning about it because it's all new for most of them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they make it run here. So
when are you going to start making the beer itself?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure. At some point.
You are a chef. I guess yourself as a liquid chef, and it's just that transition, that mindset.
I'll just have to figure out what kind of beer I want to make and then work with him to craft a recipe. But
I love it.
Yeah, maybe a couple months
from now. Just think about I'm calling it out. I'll text you guys in August, September-ish.
We'll see.
Yes. When things calm down a little bit, when you have more of a working...
Exactly. Yeah, it's getting to that flow point. But
good. What's some goals and aspirations you have here for Helper Beer?
I'm sure there are more goals to reach, but I'm really happy where we are. Like, just being there for the community, having the space. Like, we were at an event over the weekend, like a big friend camp out, and one of our friends was just saying, I've said it before, but I'll say it again, like, fact that you made this space where we all can come and hang out and feel comfortable awesome. And accepted, like, they're just so complimentary, and it felt really lovely to hear people feel comfortable to come in and spend time here, and that's what we always wanted to be.
And I love how you said that they can come and feel accepted, so there's no judgment in here. You know, all walks of life can walk in here and be that in the atmosphere, and you guys have created 100%. That's so cool. You guys are pretty rad when it comes to the family here at the brewing community. The craft beer scene, I guess.
Yeah. We, you know, I don't know that it'll ever stop amazing me that people will, when they come in, and my favorite thing is, like, watching somebody take a bite of pizza and then, like, go like, oh, you know, like, get this kind of, like, look on their face that, and you know that they're, like, pumped about the flavors, you know, or they'll take a sip of beer and they'll be like, and then I'll see them, like, kind of nodding, you know, or, like, or maybe they are with somebody and they'll be like, I've heard it, I've overheard it, you know, they'll be like, oh, that's good, you know, I'm like,
yeah,
and like, me just, like, that is enough for me, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I know, we have this one customer, she runs a river a lot, and she's here almost every other week with a new friend, and they're passing through on their way for their adventures, and I'm just like, you're so lovely to, like, bring new people down here for the experience, and so, we have a lot of people that do that for us, and forever grateful.
Wow. You guys are humble, and I love it. And never stop doing that. Any upcoming events we're going to be seeing Helper Beer at?
Well, we are hosting our The community's first Friday, this Friday, we're doing a Summer Olympics theme. So some sack races, some egg races, you know, just some family friendly. And that's on Friday.
That's so cool. That sounds so cool.
And then we're going to participate in Policy Kings Beer Fest. I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, that's July 22nd, I believe.
It is,
Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be up at Monday, the following Monday. For the 24th of Pine Beer Day.
At Beer Bar, right?
Beer Bar, yeah.
Are you guys doing a specific pie, a handmade pie, homemade pie?
We haven't gotten that for yet, but yes, we'll definitely have something going on
I'm
there.
I'm curious. I love it. I'll see you guys there on Pine Beer Day. What about any other events? That's July. You doing the City Weekly one in August by chance?
So we have
an
arts fest down
here
in
Albert.
We'll
be just for that here.
And so I believe it's the same weekend, so I'm not sure we can stretch ourselves, but we will see if we can work it out. Because the City Weekly one is like a few-day event, correct?
I think it's 2 days, yeah.
Yeah, that makes it a little bit tricky, but we'll see what we can do.
What competitions are we looking to enter in anytime soon? Are you guys the Idaho one? Like, again, congratulations, Amy, on being an award winner.
Oh, yes, for our hop water. Mm-hmm. Water, the essence of wetness.
Boom, nailed it.
we've got beers entered in GABF.
Good.
Coming up. So
love it.
That'll be exciting.
Best of luck, my friends.
I think, we'll enter all the competitions. Not all of them, just, you know. Beat GABF World Beer Cup.
Yeah. So you guys talking about festivals, you're going to the PK one, the Policy Kings one. Is there any chance you guys are going to host an helper festival? Kind of like bring all of us to you.
We've talked about doing something like that. It might be a minute before we get that together, just because...
Yeah, we have a lot of great car shows down here.
Oh, cool.
In the community, so maybe it's something that we team up with somebody.
Ooh.
Do a car show beer fest.
But sure, that'd be
we'll see.
Cars and craft beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. I mean,
I bet. Is it on down the main street, right? Downtown?
Yeah, we have one there.
And then one in the city park.
And then there was one just the other weekend over in Spring Glen, the little town next to us.
Oh, cool. I love this. Yes.
People are really into cars down here.
Yeah.
I mean, people are in cars everywhere, but there's a big culture for it down here.
Yeah, because don't you have a museum? Or is it a motorcycle museum or a car museum or both?
It's motorcycles.
Motorcycles,
really.
Yeah. I remember going there. That was really cool. Really neat.
Yeah.
Gary DeVincent has an amazing collection.
Yeah. I love that. It's nice, lovely. I love Helper. Every time I come here, I'm like, oh, I can see myself moving here. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, everyone come to Helper. But at the same time, stay away from us because we like our being calm and collective over here. What can we do as a community to help you guys as Helper Beer? Yeah. How can we help you guys?
I mean, the best thing to do is come down and visit us and eat a couple pizzas and drink a couple beers, you know, and then take a couple beers home with you.
The swell, grab some to-go beers, recreate down here. I mean, I think most local Utahns know that the swell is like a beautiful hidden gem that isn't quite overrun yet. Yeah. So, I don't know. That and Green River is always lovely, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and tell a friend, you know.
Yeah, I got one.
I know, we're going through the process soon to hopefully get some product in the DABS stores. So.
Oh, congrats, that's huge.
Well, I mean, the process starts, so.
But you started, that's big step one, actually, right?
Yeah, but they've reorganized a lot of things with the local manufacturers, and I think they're doing their best, and I think it makes a lot of sense. The way that they've gone about it. So I'm really excited to work with them.
Yes. This is exciting. I like the potential you guys have. I love this space. This is beautiful. What can I do to help you guys as a brewer, as a curly-headed podcast guy?
Well, I think you're doing it right now, you know, just having this on the show is, that's big for us, you know, because I think it lets people know that we're here and, you know, we get to, talk to a lot, a large audience at one time, That free type of advertisement is completely that there's no can't put a value on that, you know.
Yeah, so, I'm here to help you guys
you
out.
That.
Yeah, and thanks for having me stay here today and in your space and be able to talk to you, Amy. Thank you so much for sitting here and chit chatting. But for real, if there's anything I can do for you guys or the community can, all you gotta do is reach out.
Thank you.
I mean, Jaren, you've taken advantage of that. Not but you've utilized that in a way where I need something or you need something.
hit us up.
Oh, for sure.
I know. You guys were so lovely to lend us
of
some
course.
Kegs.
Of course. It was so easy.
That was the best.
Bottle filler, yeah.
Oh, I know. Without you, we wouldn't have our bronze for our
So I partially helped with the bronze.
You had a hand in it, for
well,
sure.
Well, and one thing that you asked Amy, like, what we want to do here, you know, there's... And Amy and I have always talked about doing, like, little... Like, having guest chef appearances, you know, and dinner club type thing the chef, the guests will come and kind of set a menu, and then it's a flat fee for, like, the, you know, the dinner service that night. And so we've got a couple people already that we're going to set up a date for. So maybe it would help to...
If there's anyone else listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, you know, and you're a chef, you know, hit us up on Instagram or something, or give us a phone call at 435-472-BEER.
I love this.
Yes, the Emory Telecom was so lovely. Didn't even ask, and they just gave us the beer phone number.
Oh, that's lovely.
JC was the best.
Yeah. That's perfect. That needs to be on all your cards. Like,
I know, right? I can't believe it.
So, yeah, if you want to... if we're looking for chefs to do that with, you know, we want to do it, especially in the wintertime when it might be a little slower around here. It's an opportunity to, showcase maybe some talented chefing, but also, you know, get some butts in seats here. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this community, I think, deserves to get a little more flavor.
Yeah, get a little education. I love that.
So anyone that wants to come down and, you know, show us some new things. We're excited.
Beautiful. Let's push for that. Yeah. Said the word. I love it.
Yeah, and we'll be making announcements on that, those first couple, soon, so.
I'm excited for you guys. And then paired with some of the helper beer, it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. But yeah, you guys, you're kicking ass. I have high hopes for you. Again, thank you so much for your space and time. Blah, keep in touch, yeah?
Yeah, thanks so much.
Love you guys. Until our next beverage.
All right.
Ciao.
Time for pizza.
Pizza. Been another episode of the Tastemasters. Find us on Instagram at @the_Tastemasters, Twitter at @the_Tastemasters, or on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, DM us for any questions, or leave a review. Tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at @Fuse_Audio.